Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Recently, the California Department of Food and Agriculture discovered 8 citrus trees in San Gabriel that are infected with Huanglongbing, or citrus greening disease. Beth Grafton Cardwell is an IPM specialist and research entomologist for the UC Riverside Entomology Department, but is stationed in the San Joaquin Valley. She noted the increasing concern surrounding HLB.
It kind of exploded this fall, and it's continuing. And that's not unexpected. The Department of Food and Ag removes only the trees that are PCR, polymerase chain reaction, positive. And sometimes it takes 1 to 2 years for a tree for you to be able to detect the bacteria using that method. So there are other trees in that area that are likely also infected, but the infection level is so early and it's so low that they can't detect it yet.
More from Beth Grafton Cardwell after this.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state. And when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs. And yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's a preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
Grafton Cardwell also serves as the director of the Lynn Cove Research and Extension Center. She offered some details regarding the screening process for HLB and citrus trees.
In California, the mother trees and the increased trees have to be screened. The production trees don't necessarily have to be, but most of the nurseries are shifting over to putting all of their trees under screen, recognizing that soon psyllid will be everywhere and potentially HLB.
Grafton Cardwell noted the outlook for finding a possible cure for HLB. Or at the very least, more effective means of diagnosing infected trees.
Most of the techniques that are going to help us cure or prevent the disease from being transmitted are, 5 to 10 years away. Yet, I think we're going to see a rapid expansion of the disease in Southern California in this coming year.
This is California Ag Today.